A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, looked, and there was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven, like the sound of a rushing water or a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. They were singing that what seemed to be a new hymn before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. No one could learn this hymn except the 144,000 who had been ransomed from the earth. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been ransomed as the first fruits of the human race for God and the Lamb. On their lips no deceit has been found. They are unblemished. The word of the Lord. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. The Lords of the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it, for he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in this holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she from her poverty has offered her whole livelihood. The Gospel of the Lord. And so yesterday, of course, we heard in the Gospel about taking care of the poor. And then today we hear about the widow's mite, which we all have heard before. That not only are we called to be generous, but we see today we're called to be crazy generous, right? And Jesus noticed, he goes, see what she put in? And she put in everything. The other ones put in of their surplus. So today, let's think about how we can all be crazy generous. Major Noah's love today and forever. Amen.